House of Kwa, written and read by Mimi Kwa. I am a direct descendant of the Emperor of China, great-grandfather hollers. How dare you hide from me? It's the year of the wood monkey, 1884. My great-grandfather is looking for his servant Chen Shi. Where is he? Spits great-grandfather in his best 19th century Mandarin, arms outstretched and laden with layers of soft glossy silk. He warms his hands on a heating pipe as ladies of the elite bustle across his courtyard in their own silken finery, the sheets of vibrant thread dancing in the gentle rays of spring sunshine. Gossiping, always gossiping, great-grandfather mutters resentfully before turning to scream across the decadent compound, Chen Shi! Great-grandfather's voice carries through a lace wooden window embedded with tessellations of rectangles and squares, a honeycomb of shapes protecting the privacy of the many stone rooms interconnected with terracotta roofs, garden walkways and broad internal corridors. Hard to see in, easy to see out. Great-grandfather steps out of a door into the courtyard and leans on a post encircled with etchings of dragons ascending to heaven. He heaves a frustrated sigh and shouts, Must I find my own opium pipe? His fury replenished, his best Mandarin slips, giving way to an enraged common dialect. A timber lantern swings in the gusts of his temper. Must I stoke my own pipe? The two stone lions at the compound gate bristle with alarm. Up on the roof ridges, terracotta dragons turn to one another in panic. Must I light my own pipe? Great-grandfather's rage sweeps the dry earthen paths and blasts the stone pillars of the bridge over the koi pond. The water ripples. Most others in the courtyard had fled to their rooms or are trying desperately to blend in with the manicured hedges. Two young concubines huddling by a heating pipe in an adjacent room are alert at the yelling and quite possibly alarmed. They turn to wife number one as she glides in from a corridor calm as ever, her bound feet causing no apparent pain. She is both admired and feared. He has never lit his own pipe, she says. He wouldn't even know where to find it. She claps her eyes on a Ming vase, which sits atop a cabinet lavishly adorned with mother of pearl, and she remembers the time great-grandfather smashed its mate. Then she cocks her head to one side. Must I find my own opium pipe? Must I stoke my own pipe? Must I light my own pipe? She mimics great-grandfather quite well, but is sure to keep her voice at a rasp. It is in no one's interest to enrage him further. She glares around the room, imitating his wrath, sweeping the air with her wide silk sleeves as the two concubines exchange a glance and stifle giggles. First mother can be funny sometimes. So long as she doesn't feel threatened by the younger women of the house, she can be quite a lark.